If just writing down your goals and putting a date to it was all that it took to accomplish someone's goals, then everyone would be able to achieve their goals. But we know that this isn't the case. In this episode, let's dive into why goal setting doesn't work and what's that one thing that you can start to focus on which can move you closer to your goals. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Action Boots podcast. In case you're a returning listener, I appreciate you tuning back immensely. If you're new here, welcome to this weekly podcast that brings you practical and actionable techniques that you can use to move toward your goals without feeling overwhelmed. Okay, let's jump into this one. Do you remember the first book that you ever read? Well, if I had to guess correctly, one of the very first self-help books that I read was How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. That was by far the first self-help book I ever read. And even though I was really young, I remember being blown away by the techniques that I read in that book. I still remember thinking, wow, this stuff was never taught to me in school. After that, I've read several self-help books, and the thing that has impressed me significantly is every single self-help book or self-help material out there, whether it be a podcast or a video, always encourages you to write down your goals. While I think it's a fantastic thing to do, to put down your thoughts on paper, and doing that alone can give you so much clarity and even confidence to start moving toward your goals, I also believe that there is more to goal setting. A lot of people think that simply writing down their goals, even putting a time, a place, will help them, and it does to a degree. But what needs to be understood is that just like in every situation in life, the outcome isn't certain. The same uncertainty applies to your goals. No matter how much you want to achieve your goals, the outcome isn't guaranteed. Another interesting thing about goal setting is the nature of the goal doesn't really matter. It can be any life goal that you want to pursue, but of course you will need to work on it. While working on goals is where a lot of people may mistake the act of goal setting as taking concrete action. Here are three scenarios. First one is where you write down your goals and that's it. You don't do anything. Second scenario, where you write down your goals and you start working on your goals, and after some time you get stressed out and may even give up. And the third scenario is where you write down your goals and you create a process to work on those goals. Now, obviously, the first scenario, nothing happens, which is where goal setting absolutely doesn't work. In the second scenario, while it may work for a while, but you have the chances of getting stressed out and it's not really fun. Finally, in the third scenario, if you take the time to create a process to work on your goals, then aha, this is the scenario where goal setting can absolutely do wonders for you. So how do you go ahead and create a process of working on your goals? Instead of simply writing down what you want to accomplish, start writing down what are some of the things that you will have to absolutely do in order to achieve your goals. Where will you be doing those things? And when will you be doing those necessary things? When you start writing down your goals in such a way where you're action-oriented, the chances of you working and doing what's necessary becomes simpler and also a lot clearer. Of course, it's a habit that you will need to develop, but with time, this process gets simpler. So instead of just writing down your end goals, start writing down your action items. Start breaking them down into mini milestones, if you will, and start becoming focused on doing the necessary things that will move you toward your goals. So I hope this helps. And that does it for this episode. If you'd like to create a simple process of working on your goals, then you want to get your hands on our latest ebook, which shows you 7 simple steps that you can take to start working on your goals without getting overwhelmed. Head to the link in the description and grab your ebook now. If this episode resonated with you, then you can tag us on Instagram at Life Coach Peyton. That way, I can give you a shout out. Till next week, remember, what you want matters, and it's really up to you to make it happen. Talk to you soon.